Jamestown Public School Superintendent explains CTE grants, Jamestown United Way returns Easter Egg Hunt event. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Public School Board received more information about a recent CTE grant regarding the James Valley Career and Tech Center. Recently, federal coronavirus career and technical education capital projects grant funds were awarded to the JVCTC when they received the full $798,700 request.
A little bit of a roller coaster ride with funding. We were fully funded, partially funded, and I'm happy to say that we were fully funded again, and that's official. And so with our CTE grant, and that's a match grant, the district's through ESSER has provided $500,000, and then there's been community partnerships and in-kind contributions for the other portions of that. But the full grant then is just a shade under $1.6
million. That's Jamestown Superintendent Dr. Rob Leck. Read more at newsdakota.com. A popular event created to help keep people safe during the pandemic is returning this Easter. The Jamestown United Way created the Easter Egg Hunt You Wake Up To in response to social distancing and after Jamestown Parks and Rec made the decision to cancel their longtime hunt in 2020.
And they donated all of those eggs to us, which was our first year, and it was wonderful.
Carla Bachmeyer says the eggs donated by the Elks Club were used in the first year of the event for United Way, but the event has since grown from there.
We just kind of picked it up from there, and there were enough people that last year we actually delivered over 6,000 eggs around Jamestown. So it was fantastic.
The event returns for its third annual this spring. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. And the National Weather Service says any fears of an extended spring flooding season in the Red River Valley have been virtually eliminated, thanks in large part to the area's soil-stained snow. The Weather Service said Monday the area's good flooding forecast was a strange benefit of two unwelcome weather woes, a summer drought followed by a winter season of numerous blizzards. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.